Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. In the last two Mishnayot, we went into detail about Regel and Shin. We'll elaborate more with specific cases in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaKelev HaGedi, Shekafsu Mirosh HaGag, Veshibiru Et HaKelim. If you have a dog or a goat that jumped from one roof onto a person's private property and it broke kelim, broke damaged vessels, when it landed, meshalem nezek shalem mipeneh shehen muadin. The owner of the animal pays the full damage, nezek shalem, because the animal is muad to jump from a roof onto something else. A normal movement of a dog or a goat is to jump. So when it comes to these two animals, the usual movement of an animal that damages vessels is part of regel, and therefore the nezek is shalem. The compensation has to be for the full damages because it's the usual way that these animals move. We have to point out here, like we said earlier, in order for it to be nezek shalem, in order for the mazik to have to pay the nizak, it has to happen birshut hanizak. It has to happen on the property of the damaged individual. That's the only way that it would work in order to have nezek shalem. We continue with another case. Hakelev shenatal harara vehalach lagadish. If there's a dog who grabbed onto a roll, there was a roll baking in coals, and the dog grabbed onto that roll, and there were coals, very hot coals, stuck to that roll, and it went to a gadish, it went to a pile of grain that was in that other person's property, and it had that roll in its mouth that there were coals on. Achal hararav hidlika gadish, and the dog ate the roll, but as it was eating the roll, the coals that were attached to it fell off, and it lit up on fire the pile of grain. We say ala harara mishalem nezek shalem. On the roll, the theft of the roll, the owner has to pay full damages. It's part of shen. The animal ate the harara, the roll, so it pays nezek shalem. But for the pile of grain, v'ala gadish mishalem hatsi nezek, the owner only has to pay half damages. The grain was damaged by wasn't damaged by the dog's body. If it was damaged by the dog's body, it would probably be part of regel. What it was damaged by was the coal. How'd the coal get to there? It got there by rolling off of the bread, rolling off of the roll. So it's similar to sererot, the pebble that we discussed in Mishnah Aleph of this perek. And we said for sererot, halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, there's only hatzi nezek, half payment is paid to the damaged party. We have to point out again as well over here, the damage has to happen over here, birshut hanizak. It has to happen on the property of the person who's getting damaged. It can't happen elsewhere, like we pointed out earlier in the perek. It has to happen on the property of the person who's facing that damage.